This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome to it if you have just joined. Once a month we talk about men's health. Today we're looking at male infertility. We've spoken about women before, and I think the general assumption in society is that when a couple is not is struggling to conceive or struggling to have children, it is most likely the woman's fault. That is not accurate. I don't think it is, but I'm going to have a chat about it with a general practitioner. Dr. Tumisha Naka is joining me on the line, and we're talking about the causes for male infertility. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Shakani, and how are you?
I am good.
Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Doc. I think maybe first, you know, why is it that the assumption in most cases is that the woman is the one with the fertility problem when a couple is struggling to conceive? Do we know why or where it comes from?
I think this is a stigma,
yeah.
and over the years, you know, there's always been men are, in terms of the head, it has been associated with women. I mean, it's just something that has never been really tested, but you can blame certain things, but you know, culturally. Those how it just been taken, but that's, I would say it's wrong.
Yeah, it is very
It's very wrong. Any human being, either male or female, can actually suffer from infertility at any given point in their lifetime. So it should not be actually associated with gender
Sure, but talking about gender, and thank you so much for joining us for our first men's talk. Talking about gender, how common is it, male infertility?
Is it two way? It may be seems to be seen not common because males never subjected themselves to test or investigations, but it's common.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Because remember, for you to have a statistics or literature around that, you need to have males that have done that test, and that data is used.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a lot of males coming in for the test, for fertility testing, you will just assume that it's not common. But it's common.
Now, what are the signs then of an unhealthy sperm? How does a man start to worry, or what should he see that should make him start to worry?
You know, when we define just male infertility, we would actually, just a disease of the male reproductive system, which defined by a failure, to impregnate after even 12 months or more of sexual activity, especially unprotected. So, but in that definition, we always make sure that we exclude certain things because history is quite important. We need to rule out that these people, are they staying together?
Okay.
Are they frequently engaging? None of them is on productive, on contraceptives. Those things are very important. When all these people come to their practitioner, they need to be, to exclude certain things. If there any family history of fertility, any genetic problems within the family, those help you to evaluate and then have to remain and narrow the scope in terms of your investigation. So that is quite important. The history in that incident is quite important, that people are, there are male counters that are taking what we call anabolic steroids.
Okay.
For normally it's for bodybuilding.
Yeah.
They affect fertility.
Oh, wow.
Excessive drinking affect fertility. Tobacco affect fertility. Unhealthy body weight affect fertility. But with the sperm, coming back to your question, is remember, a sperm is like a tadpole. There's a head and a tail.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a well-developed head, then it's a problem. If he doesn't have a well-developed tail, it cannot sweep. the speed is important. So it has to be a very healthy in terms of the function, in terms of the morphology, the structure, which is important. And remember, the diet affected that.
Sure.
Inactivity affected that.
Sure. You when you're talking about the causes or things that affect fertility, some of them, or most of the things you're mentioning, I can assume these are things that we can avoid. So how do we, can we try and avoid some of these things that cause male infertility or have a factor or affects male fertility?
Yeah, because we can do something. Remember, a protected sexual activity is important because recurrent sexual transmitted infection causes infertility. So the most important thing is protection.
Okay.
That is the most important. You can avoid it. You can actually exercise to make sure that you've got a good body weight, and then you'll have healthy aspect. And then again, in terms of there's another one that I need to add. Remember, tight clothes or underwear.
Oh.
Your body temperature is quite important. That the testicle should not be closer to the body, because that temperature could affect that. People that sit long hours sitting down, using tight pants, traveling long distance. Those are things that you can avoid. But more than anything else, is just being healthy and make very right choices in terms of looking after your body. But you cannot dictate certain things. But male infertility exists, and unfortunately for male people, we don't take it very serious. We just think that naturally men will have to.
Are there certain, I don't know if there are different types or because of the different causes of male infertility, but can we reverse it and can it be treated?
If it's genetic, it's run within the family, you may not be able to reverse it.
Yeah.
But where there is a recurrent sexual transmitted infection and the tubes are blocked, yes, surgically it can be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are having a treatable condition.
Mm.
Yes, because remember, some they are not aware. There are people that are working in the industry where they are exposed to radiation. They are exposed to chemicals that they are not aware.
Yeah, yeah.
So until you come closer to your healthcare workers to able to investigate you and to rule out what could be the causes, because most of the causes actually can be ruled out, and you know that you don't have to go for invasive procedures for investigation.
Mm.
You just find this is a very simple thing that you can treat. But presenting yourself to healthcare facility as early, it helps, so that you know exactly where you stand in terms of it. Obviously, you will suspect as an individual.
Mm, absolutely.
Yes, but the most important things are, there are a lot of things that we are, choices such that we make, then they end up becoming a problem in the long term, in our life. So they can be reversed. But when there is some, if it's an endocrine problem or it's a hormonal problem, yes, it can be reversed. If they would find out what is the hormone that is actually lacking. Because normally when you have a low sperm count, they can boast. They can find the cause, what causes this low sperm count, then they can call. They actually correct that if it's correctable.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Doc, before I do let you go, my newsreader was asking a question. I realize now that I did answer her, but because I have you on the line, perhaps maybe just to throw it forward, she mentioned, should we be going to the doctor before we even start trying to have a child? And my answer was, yes, I think it's best. Was I correct?
As a part of pre-marital counseling, many people have to go and check. I mean, you go and do those tests. I mean, to go to a laboratory and do a sperm count analysis, yes, it's still expensive, but you know your position.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much,
Doc. To avoid complication, yes. Do it first. Yeah, then you know where both of you are standing.
Yeah, absolutely. Doc, we appreciate you so, so much for always coming through and being able to have these conversations with us. For those who would like to see you face to face for their consultations, how do they find you?
No, I'm just located next to the police station in Mangueng. Mangueng Police Station. I'm just opposite Mangueng Police Station. Stand number 620, Unit A. Yes, that's where I'm located. My cell phone number is 078-336-0779. That's where they can get me.
Oh, thank you so, so much, Doctor. Enjoy the rest of the week. Now, here's a question, right? Especially for those who are looking at having children, for those who don't even have them right now, do you know why you're struggling to have children? But for those that have, how easy was it for you to conceive?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.